I'm slightly nervous, so I might stumble a bit, but please, can you understand? That would be great. I went to a church primary school, and I would have called myself a Christian because everybody was. They installed values and Christian beliefs, but it wasn't really going in. It felt more like a night schoolwork. Then I went to a multicultural high school, and it was very diverse, and there was 53 languages spoken. It opened up my eyes to other ways of life, which I got more into. And after leaving, I got really involved in a party lifestyle, doing things that was expected of teenagers, but it left me feeling lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do with in my life. I wasn't sure of my purpose or my identity. I've explored various religions, including Islam, but they didn't seem true. I felt a loss. I didn't know there was something, but I didn't know on what path to take. I would describe myself as being a agnostic, believing in something but not sure what it was. I had become very adamant I wasn't a Christian. If someone asked me, I would say I have read any Da Vinci Code. I was adamant I wouldn't be a Christian. I listened strongly to the people in my ear telling me that it's not real. A friend had invited me to church before, and after having a really bad night out, I asked if I could come along to the church service. I felt I was missing something in my life. I came to Redeemer and started hearing the word of God, and I felt something was prompting me to keep coming back. It made me question what I was holding on to. I started meeting up and with people and from Redeemer, and felt more and more drawn towards God. I felt more intoxicated than anything else I've tried before. I was drunk in Jesus. I was feeling joy bursting out of me, a happiness I couldn't get anywhere else. I was feeling butterflies because it's so exciting that you just want to smile. I haven't been able to find that feeling anywhere else. I liked the church and I felt comfortable and safe here. I didn't feel judged at all. There was nothing strange. No one was falling over or having a fit on the floor and acting possessed. It was touching me. If it's not meant to be, then why is it? My friend introduced me to Will and Kaz. I spoke to Will and explained it seemed and it. And I spoke to Will, and the message that he gave on that service really touched me. Will had used a tennis ball to show how God humbles the proud, and yet in eternity the humble, trusting in Jesus, will be lifted up. Will encouraged me to make a decision. He was worried anything could happen. In his words, he said, "Saffron, imagine if you got hit by a bus. It would be too late to give my life to Jesus." I didn't want to miss the chance to be saved. I felt prompted towards Jesus. I asked him to pray with me, and I handed my life over to God. Before, I felt like I wasn't a good enough person to become a Christian. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to give all of that up, the party lifestyle. But this was fulfilling me more than anything I knew, and I knew it was right. Jesus made it possible for me to be in his family and with him for eternity. I know that we all sin and no one is perfect apart from him. Once you read the Bible, you can see there is evidence for it, and you can't get away from it being real. Since I decided to become a Christian, actually the worst time of my life happened. I felt like I was being tested. I feel like God has helped me overcome things and put people there to help. I have faith in who he is and what he's promised. I feel confident in him more than ever because I'm so much better in myself since he's been in my life. a passage that has always been opened in our home.
So a passage that Saffron has explained to me has been open in their home for a very long time is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.